It's Monday, April 18th, 2011, Oroville News, announcements, and the weather report. It's slightly overcast today, 27 to 32 degrees Celsius, humidity 62 to 78%, with southeasterly winds 7 to 23 kilometers per hour. Listen now to Ethan speaking about environmental issues related to the experiences and learning of the Living Roots students. So these students have been, of course, exposed to the idea of Save the Planet, working on the environment from their schools in the West. How do you feel being here in Oroville and working on these projects impacts their experience, their knowledge, their aspiration for the planet?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. Coming to Oroville is a very different experience from what they're used to in the United States, primarily, is where they're coming from. And so they're getting put into a community that's doing a lot of this work already, but also dealing with all the challenges of developing India right now. And so it's a totally different perspective to take, and really it shocks them a lot when they get here. An example would be just the way that waste is dealt with right now is still, you know, an evolving process, and Oroville is, I think, doing its best to deal with all these things, especially things like plastic and other materials that don't. In the States, we just have these giant industrial systems to recycle plastic and metal and all of these things, and it's dealt with very, very differently here. But I think it's a good learning experience for them to see how that's happening around the world and what the impacts, particularly of globalization, are on people in other countries that are, especially because the U.S. Has so much that it produces and then exports and imports and has impacts on other countries around the world. So for them to see that firsthand instead of just being in the U.S. and kind of doing the things there, it's quite easy to get involved in environmental projects there. There's so much work being done. And at the same time, I would say the way that the systems are here, it's more easy to see how things work. And so, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for them. I think they really appreciate it and enjoy it too.
Earth Week activities for today, Monday, April 18th. A film festival at the Multimedia Center, starting at 3 to 5, a film, A Million Snake Bites, the latest snake movie from Ron Whitaker. Learn what to do if a snake bites you. Carbon offset presentation from 10 to 12 p.m. at Town Hall, a Living Roots presentation. Water harvest presentation from 2 to 4 p.m. at Town Hall. And guided tours of Oroville's cycle trails from 5 to 6 p.m., meeting at Solar Kitchen to discover the newly color-coded bicycle trails. Tour 3 from Solar Kitchen Town Hall Transition, Kalabumi, and back to Solar Kitchen. And in the evening, 7:30, for 20 minutes, Dr. Margarita Correa presents innovative solutions to ecological problems. And again, Eco Film Fest at Cinema Paradiso, 8 p.m., two films, A Life Connected and The End of the Line. And finally, a highlight for Earth Day, The Parade by Johnny and the Kids. It begins from Youth Center about 10 a.m., wends its way through Mahakali Park, that's between Mount Tremandir and Kalabumi, and back to Solar Kitchen, where there will be a potluck picnic around midday. And this from Sri Aurobindo. Men run after pleasure and clasp feverishly that burning bride to their tormented bosoms. Meanwhile, a divine and faultless bliss stands behind them, waiting to be seen and claimed and captured. You've been listening to Oroville News with Malenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org. And we thank you for listening.